If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What would have to happen by the end of 2026 for me to look back on 2026 and consider it a success? So, first rule. In order to pick something up, you have to put something down.
Go the 5% distance. It's going to be scary as all hell. It will drive you to the ground. You'll fail a few times. You'll fall on your face. Get up. Keep getting up. Keep getting up. If you don't, you have to be happy for the rest of your life. If you don't take the last 5%, to be happy the rest of your life knowing you went to somebody else's door and knocked on their door and you could have been that guy.
When there's no physical strength left, when there's no energy left, when there's no speed left, when there's no joy left in that fight, all they have left is the will to get back up again.
But I had this fire that I'm gonna be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't wanna do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive.
And for the people who are listening that doesn't feel like they can change the circumstances with the way they think or they feel, just hold on. Just endure. Look at things differently. Challenge yourself to look at things as the glass half full. Challenge yourself to think four steps ahead.
The people who doubted you, good. They're fuel. The ones who left, good. They cleared space. The ones who talked behind your back, the ones who laughed at you, they just gave you something to smile about when you proved them wrong.
You're sitting around watching people progress in their lives, and you're sitting around thinking to yourself, why can't I be like this person? Why do you need to be like anybody else? Why can't you just be you? Why can't you just be true to who you are?
Don't listen to anyone. Everybody's full of shit. Nobody knows you or what you're capable of doing. The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. It's a big decision. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
Finish it. Find out.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, if I just would, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking and getting in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
You don't want someone else's fate. Man, your fate's enough, and your adventure's enough. It's plenty. It's more than you can ever fully realize. And if you're in dire straits and dire circumstances, just look at how much opportunity you have to make things better.
You want to be a man? You want to be a real man? You think you're tough? Go say sorry to all the people you've hurt emotionally first. That's a man.
Could change, should change, don't change. You're on the wrong track. Letters you haven't written, conversations you haven't had with your family, somebody you should sit down with when you get back home, get that job done. Don't let neglect destroy your days, destroy your life, and destroy your future. Go back and do what you can. And if you'll do what you can, then life will give you some extraordinary things to do. We all pity the man, right? Wants to stride out of his house, go straighten out the corporation, has not yet straightened out his garage. You got to take care of the small disciplines before life will give you a chance to handle the more complicated disciplines.
Don't buy into someone else's narrative. That's what you're doing by listening to the failure, whether it's absolute words coming out of someone's mouth saying, well, you're no good. I think you just have to own your narrative. You are you. In this world of many, many billions of people, you are completely unique because your personality belongs to you. And don't try and change that. Don't try and be the person that other people want you to be. Be the person you are.
Why not try it, man? What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? You fail, but you're happy, meaning that you did something. You decided to do it, you said you're gonna do it, and you did it. If it doesn't work out, at least you know the outcome, you know? You know, I'd much rather try and fail than wonder what if the rest of my life, if I could have won.
They feel like hell, but they fight like hell. We all do. All real men do. You say, Dwayne, I don't feel like that. Then you have nothing in your life and you're living for yourself. If you have someone in your life, something in your life that you care about, that you're struggling for, there's going to come times when you feel like that.
People cap themselves. They look at somebody, and because their mind can't imagine it, they then start talking shit. He has to be doing this, or he has to be doing that. There has to be some trick. There has to be some potion. This is bullshit. No, it's because you cannot allow your mind to open up for the possibility of it can be done.
If you don't take that last 5%, it's an old knock on somebody else's door, I guarantee you. There's only a certain window of opportunity for success. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. Take the 5%.
Every time you hide in procrastination, you choose the fake safety of hypothetical excellence over the real messy human business of trying and failing and trying again. You choose the version of you who could have done great things over the version of you who actually might. And this is the uncomfortable truth. Procrastination is often not about indecision. It's a decision to live in theory rather than in practice.
And not only is it important for you to know it's possible for you to choose your future, but it's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life, people who don't want anything. It's necessary to know that everybody won't see it, that everybody won't join you, that everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that, that a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. That you are an uncommon breed. You know, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything. Right now, you're 5% away. 5% away from being a champion.
The people that know that it's, if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win.
You will go to Cali. You will live in that house. You will get a pool. You will learn how to swim. You will be in the sun in the wintertime. You will live your best life.
You are a man. Stand up and be a man. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
A friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was going to do this. And he said, Abnahito Kab. And I think that means if not now, then when. So whatever you want to do, Abnahito Kab.
Do it. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop telling people what you're going to do and just freaking do it. Get up and do it. Take one step.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't look 1,000 cars ahead. Look one. Take one step. That's all you need to do.
If I have one legacy, if I create more bold people in this world, I will be happy because we've got too many timid hares out there. We need more bold lions. Start your business, write that book. Do it. Just do it, please.
I've tried to eliminate as much time between I think I should do this thing and beginning doing it. And I think you get this positive reinforcement cycle. I call it pulling the thread. It's like, I just need to start pulling the thread. And then all of a sudden what feels really unknown becomes very tangible. And you're like, oh, I understand the six problems I have to solve to do this big thing. But now I know the problems. And then it feels like you can wrap your arms around it. And then you can start taking it one bite at a time.
Let's say that I want to start a business. In your mind, you're like, well, I don't really have the finances, or I don't know if I'm ready. Let me pick it back up at the top of the year. I'm gonna think about it next year, January, see where I'm at, we'll reevaluate. The only thing that changed in that year's time is how you felt about it. You still have no idea the outcome of that decision once it's made. You make a decision, you still have to wait to find out the outcome of that decision. There's no way to predict that. And the only thing that you're delaying is your progress, your growth, by putting off the decision.
Do it without commentary. Do it without drama. Simply show up and do the thing. Focus on the practice, not hoping and wishing for the outcome that you need to be reassured by, but the practice, the best you can do it. Because if you, what could be better than the best you could do it? Nothing. So do that, learn from what works, and then do it again.
The concept of living life is just so simple. You could take the words live your life and expand on that into a million page essay and just do it. But just getting out there and living and experiencing life and doing the things that are difficult and challenging and cause you to grow. And the person that I envy the most and I enjoy being around the most is just that like old wise man who has all these crazy stories, who's lived all this life and is just like happy to sit on the park bench and talk to random people about what he's done. You know, it's, if that's a person I respect, how do I become that person? It's not from doing nothing, it's from doing something.
The message is always to go out there and dominate, right? There's no let up.
Once the game starts and once the practice begins, you know, you're in that mode. You know, everything's a game seven.
There's a difference between who you are and what you are. And what I am when I step on that court is, you know, I become that. I am that killer snake. You know, and I'm stone cold, man.
Because it takes dark energy to be a champion, bro. You look at Kobe Bryant. You look at Michael Jordan. You look at the greatest champions of all time. When they're in competition, bro, they look at the other guy and they're like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I'm offended you showed the fuck up. I'm gonna fucking crush you.
It's a competition, and my mission is to destroy you.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to let you know I beat you. And I'm gonna want you to reconsider your professional life choice. But if you're lazy, man, I don't want to talk to you. I won't deal with you. You don't make me feel dumber. You know, you're gonna lower my level. I don't think so. You can go over there. My response might sound a little tough, but I'd kill him. I'd bury him.
During the Shaq years, were you guys friends?
No. I'm obsessive, and I believe we need to work. He wanted to do it a different way. He felt I should play a certain way and give the ball into him. I said, I'll give the ball into you if you work. If you don't work, you don't get the ball. He said, throw me the ball. No. Work. I never pulled any punches.
Who would Shaq be if he had your work ethic?
He'd be the greatest of all time. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had fucking 12 rings.
Kobe said, why would I pass the ball to you when you haven't even trained properly? I used to always wonder, like, why is my man hogging the ball? He's like, yo, why would I have confidence in somebody who's getting to the gym late, who's leaving early, we losing, doesn't seem to care that we losing. Why would I give the ball to you? And I'm like, yo, genius. You're not even executing it your own personal responsibility. My whole career is contingent upon what you do and what you don't do. Yeah, I'm taking this.
It's a simple thing of math. If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting? Most kids will play maybe an hour and a half, 2 days a week. It's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done.
Stone cold killer.
Hard work is the prerequisite. It is the foundation. You will never find a successful person that doesn't have that as their foundation.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They show up every single day. They give it everything they have. They do diligent work, which means they put in massive amounts of effort at a high level. They're consistent with that.
I have a script for when I feel inept, which is put your head down and go work more.
Because being learn how to focus and concentrate, read, understand, remember. What can you apply that to?
Everything.
Yeah, a lot of people know what to do, but they don't do what they know.
I know that irrespective of background, you have to work hard. Really, really fucking hard.
Yeah, I remember being extremely excited, but also being extremely focused because there was a lot of talk as to whether or not I was making the right decision. And there's a lot of people that were saying I was going to be a failure. And so I remember my concentration being extremely, extremely high and not having even one day to really enjoy it or celebrate it. I was back at the gym and working extremely hard because I felt like there was just so much at stake.
It's not enough to want it. It's easy to want it. Risk it. This is your season to start risking it.
You know, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. And you just put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, sucks. But you have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway.
Was it your goal to be the best basketball player on the planet?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Did you achieve that?
I'm just stubborn, man. I just never give up. There's no world where I ever would have quit. When I was 11, I just said, I'm going to be a YouTuber. I'm going to die trying. And I meant it. And so people hate it, but I'm just the most competitive, stubborn person you'll ever meet. And I just never give up. I just really love solving consistent, complex, hard problems. I think that's like what gets me out of bed. And like the harder the problems, the more exciting it is. I'm like really good at just obsessing over one thing more than anyone else on the planet. If I were to say what's my superpower, it's that. I can just obsess endlessly about something. And it's just like kind of who I am.
When you think back over the last 10 years of your life and the success you've had solving some of these hard problems, if you were to like break it down into some core components that you've learned, one of them is obsession that you've said.
Yeah.
What are the others?
Like you are obviously who you surround yourself with. And luckily I just got around the right people. I feed off the energy of the people around me. The core crux of it is like extreme ownership and don't make excuses and take extreme ownership, take accountability. Like, sure, I guess it was out of your control, but it could have been in your control if you just thought through it more, if you just really cared. And that's what I was just trying to convey in it.
And the other thing that comes through in this, but also all of your work, is just this idea that nothing is impossible.
I don't know why, but when people tell me I can't do something, I don't know where this came from. It makes me just want to do it more, to be honest. If you tell me I shouldn't do something, that's fine. But if you tell me I can't, then everything in my body just wants to go, you, I obviously can. I mean, does physics allow it? Then yes, it's possible. It's just, do we want to put the time in? I mean, I feel like people overcomplicate a lot of things. It's not that you can't do it. You just don't want to. You just got to really love what you do. I mean, and push through it. Something I always tell myself is how you feel right now is why no one else does what you do. And if you push through this, that's just more of a reason why no one will ever be who you are. And so it's like, I think being able to push through unhappiness and do things you don't want to do consistently year after year over the course of a decade is like the ultimate advantage.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up, just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it. So yes. If you're going to remember it, you got to keep it alive in your mind.
To me, the fundamental part of it is just motivation. Like, you have to want it more than you fear it. You got to want to succeed more than you fear doing what it takes to get there.
What do you actually want?
I believed that I was going to become this massive successful artist. I had already, like, my success was decided by me in my head. The outcome was non-negotiable. It was inevitable.
If you actually know yourself, like if you actually know what you want to happen in your life or like how you're hardwired, the second you make that shift to actually reverse engineer that at all costs, including short-term losses, you win.
Ask yourself, where do I want to go? And the easiest way for me to figure out that is, who am I jealous of? That usually shows up a lot faster than who am I inspired by.
What do you want? Can I ask you, what do you want? Listen to me, the only thing that's going to get you up out that bed, the only thing that's going to make you stride past that obstacle, get past that brick wall, and it's coming. The only thing that's going to make you get up and do what you're supposed to do is what you see.
If you simply go after that thing that you want, with the help of God, you'll get it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What do you want? Let that sink in. Because I don't think you're asking yourself this question enough. Somebody told you to just graduate high school, graduate college, get a job, work that job the rest of your life, have kids, get married, and die. Somebody told you that. But I want to ask you, what do you want? What do you believe you were destined to do?
Go out and fight for it. Work day and night for it. Give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it.
And then you got to spend every single solitary day for the rest of your life going after that dream. What is your dream?
You want something in life, you have to want it more than anybody else.
But it's like, oh, do you want to do this or not? Which is what I think a lot of it boils down to. Do you actually want to do this or not?
Some people know they want something more, but they don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And so they're in the uncertainty of, well, I'm not sure which direction I should go in. And here's another problem I see is people have too many passions. I've got this idea and this idea and this idea. Which one do I choose? And when someone has 10 different passions or different roads that they could go down, how do they know which one they should go down?
That want to factor, that's the X factor. And, you know, people talk about willpower. Well, I want to talk about want power.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's want power is how much do you want this thing? Again, you know, how much are you in love with this idea?
So many great businesses start precisely like this, that somebody thinks, there's this thing I really want and need or that thrills me, and it sounds quite weird to everybody else, and the person just sticks with it and just has a hunch about it. Mm. Just as many, many business failures are all about someone doing something, and then if you say to them, do you want this? Would you buy this thing? And then they go, oh, actually, no, I wouldn't. You know, so why are you making it for somebody else if it's got no resonance with you? You know, careful, careful. Mm-hmm. The biggest business disasters are people making stuff that they haven't asked themselves, would I really want this?
Yes. What do you actually want? They cannot answer that question, and they fill it with addictions, they fill it with hobbies, they fill it with dopamine chase. They fill it with so much stuff, and nobody can answer that question. What do you want?
Jealousy is just blocked desire. You can't feel jealous of somebody unless you authentically want something for real that you think that they have. And the jealousy happens because you have somewhere in your psyche told yourself you can't have it.
You have to assume that there's no one else to help you. What are you going to do about it? You're going to wait for your cousin or your big brother? You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no big brothers or sisters, right? That means you got to fight your own battles. That means you have to be more calculated. You got to know self-love. You got to understand the words that you tell yourself mean something.
The outcome was non-negotiable. It was inevitable. And when something's inevitable, the choices aren't choices. They're just, I was living in the process. It was identity alignment. It was,
This is who I'm becoming, and this is what that person does. Which is why my discipline and consistency and work ethic that a lot of people clap for, it never felt heroic or dramatic. It just felt obvious.
That's the fundamental part. So for me, it's creating enough motivation first and foremost, desire, understanding what you're chasing and why you're chasing it. You got to create it, then, of course, go out and find out how to do it.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them.
And so for that poor soul, although they might be happy, content, doing fine, really, but they kind of like something to change and be bigger and better. And
when your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
Those dreams are there for a reason. See, I think that they are the beacons out in the future that are directional signals. Just because you have this dream doesn't mean you're going to get it. The dream's purpose in your life is to get your head out of the sand and to look out ahead and to point you in a different direction.
So I'm asking you to write it down, and I'm asking you three things. The first one, I'm asking you to write it down, and then I ask you to keep writing it. And I'm not asking you to keep writing it because I'm trying to be deep, right? I'm asking you to keep writing it because the more you write it and the more you see it, the more clear it becomes. And so for some of you, the reason why you quit every year around March or you quit around June, because you can't see it.
The nightmare.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying. Athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is to reach our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, or even our deathbed, and to talk about everything we should have done. I should have done that. I should have invested in this. I should have made the relationship work. I shouldn't have got a divorce. We talk about all the things we wanted to do, but never got it done. That's the nightmare. That's the nightmare that we all must avoid.
With all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or gulf, sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
And it's hard. And I don't want to get into not practical stuff of like you not being able to pay your student loans or rent or upset your parents or your spouse, but man, this, you only really get to do this one time, and like playing a game that doesn't map what you actually want it to be is a really big mistake.
What is it today that you've been wanting, but to be honest with you, you haven't yet gotten? I will almost guarantee you the reason that your want and desire is far from being fulfilled by achieving it is because you haven't taken action necessary. So today, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Don't wish for it. Go for it. Dive. Move. Start. Act.
What's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong
that I could fix, that I would fix. It's like, you meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure, or dream about being a SEAL, or dream about being an astronaut. And all it is a motherfucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. When you become the master of your fucking dream is when you say, I want to go be a Navy SEAL. And you say, okay, I'm going to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 fucking months. The dream was the one thing I thought about, and the dream was now gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the fucking laundry list of fucking details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream. So, a lot of people out there dreaming.
When all that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward. That is the moment that can last a million years, is waiting to go. I'm pretty good at it now, where, oh, I'm like, oh yeah, I know what that is, and I'm going, and then that's it.
Make that decision. Because one thing's for sure with my life, you're one decision away from changing. Literally, you are one decision away from changing. It's a decision away. You're one decision away from changing your life.
Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? And the idea that I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try.
Most skills can be learned decently with about 20 hours of focused effort. 20 hours. Like the first 20 hours of you actually doing something, you learn the most you're going to learn about the thing. If you just consider by percentage of learning from like you know nothing to 20 hours in, you already have a really good understanding of the thing. The problem is that most people will take years to start the first hour.
Mm.
And so that habit that you're referencing is that my speed, at least now as I, you know, I've gotten better at this stuff, is that like I try and detract the time from when I want to learn something or when I want to start doing something to starting it as soon as I can, because I just want to start getting through those 20 hours as fast as I can.
Yes.
And so that's just been a very tangible, because it seems like this amorphous thing, but there was a study that was done that was like, in the first 20 hours, you can learn almost any skill. Playing guitar, running an ad, like you'll learn more in that first 20 hours than any other time. So it's like, then just get to that 20 hours and don't delay.
Yes.
And that's been one of the deepest lessons I've had, because it took me 4 years to learn how to build a website, and it took me one day to actually learn. 4 years to delay and procrastinate and say, I'm not a tech guy. I'm not a tech person. This isn't my kind of thing. I'm a gym guy. I'm a local business owner. I should pay somebody to do this. I'm above this kind of thing. Like all these stories, right? And then one day I sat down on a Sunday morning. And I was like, I'm going to learn this thing.
And you Googled it and you took, you know, you just learned it.
Step by step by step. And you know what? I set the whole day aside. It took me 4 hours.
The nightmare is to reach our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, or even our deathbed, and to talk about everything we should have done. I should have done that. I should have invested in this. I should have made the relationship work. I shouldn't have got a divorce. We sit around and talk about all of our shoulds. We talk about all the things we wanted to do, but never got it done. That's the nightmare. That's the nightmare that we all must avoid. There are things that you have been called to do that you have never done. And there are things that you have been called to do that no one on earth has ever done. And so if there's anything that I can give you, if there's any piece of advice, if there's any information I can pass on to you, it would be the question, what do you want? Let that sink in. Because I don't think you're asking yourself this question enough. But I want to ask you, what do you want? What do you believe you were destined to do? And then you got to spend every single solitary day for the rest of your life going after that dream.
You just have to start. If you don't start, you'll never learn. Start then learn. Don't learn then start. Just get started and watch how the journey unfolds.
And I get asked all the time, man, what should I do? I'm like, do anything.
Just start.
Yeah.
If you are not planning your future, somebody else is going to be planning your future for you. So if you don't know what your purpose is.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes you can just start doing things that will make you a better person, and those things will give you purpose.
Life is what happens while we're making other plans. It's a brilliant observation. Oh, once I've got this done, once I get my degree, then life will begin. Once I've just got to pass these exams and get to that thing and buy that house, and then I've just got to pay this off, and then I've got to and then we can start.
Hard and impossible are two different things. Look, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So do me a huge favor. Stop looking for the easy road, because there is not. There's no easy road. Listen to me. If it was easy, everybody would do it, but it's not impossible. Nothing is impossible. The only thing that's impossible is what you make impossible. So I need you to understand that it's not going to be an easy road. Don't keep calling me and telling me you're going to get on the dean's list. Do me a favor. Don't tell me you're going to be on the honor roll. Shut up. Go to work and show me. Show me what you got. Show me. And I'm telling you, some of y'all, you lying to yourself. You say you want to be great. You say you want to get to the next level. But listen to me very closely. You talk too much. Shut up. Get in the lab and let's go to work.
I punted every leisure activity in my life. Nothing. No weekends. No vacations. Zero. Nothing. All in.
Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life require all in effort.
If you have this burning desire inside of you, then you just need to go full force and block out all the negativity and everything else that is around you telling you that you can't do it.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what.
I've worked to such an extreme level that when I push you on work, I don't even ask you to do 50% of what I did, and I guarantee you'll fucking win.
I mean, jump the fuck in the pool and make yourself fucking swim. Your ability to go all in every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it takes.
You already in pain, you already hurt, get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me, I'm here to tell you today that you can come here, you can jump up, you can do flips, you can be excited when we give away money, but listen to me, you will never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. All in, come on guys, say all in. All in. All in. All in. By any means necessary, let's go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.